Hello, welcome to another episode of the Third Leg Show. This is definitely becoming a bi-weekly thing since
we're bi over here.
Yeah, we're just bi. We're just early to Pride Month, obviously. It's season 4, episode 10. It's May 15th, 2024. How's your week been, Shu?
Past 2 weeks have been pretty calm. My back's no longer like the back of an old man, so I, you know, keeping the gym streak alive. I got Ava going with me every day.
Finally wipe your own ass.
Dude, I've always been able to do that, but like, I mean, as you know, it is very humbling when you can't wipe your own ass. Like, I mean, like you, like I would try, but there was like plenty of times where like I just couldn't get the job done, would hop in the shower, just wash out my ass crack, call it good, because just couldn't get it. Couldn't get it. Shout out to you standing up wipers. Maybe there is a reason to that fucking degeneracy.
They all just have bad backs, you know? That's why they do it.
They stand up, just smear mud, and then wipe their ass. But, I don't even know. Like, I'm doing all the exercises. I'm back to being healthy, so I don't know. Just happy.
Still getting stared at.
Yeah, it's a different story for a different day.
Yeah.
I've seen familiar faces. There's new faces, and it's, I don't know. Yep.
There's
some
the gym,
scandalous
right?
humans out here. Like they'll be walking with their significant others, both men and women. And they're out here checking out on other people, like, as they're actively walking with their other person. And I'm like, God damn, like, love really is fucked, apparently. Jesus Christ.
They're all doing the Utah thing. They're just trying to look for their, you know, their second, their third, their fourth wife, and also second and third and fourth husband, right?
Dude, they're out here making, like, seven moves ahead of when they have to, man. Jesus Christ. What about you?
I really do want to go back to the gym, but I also like that. I don't want to go back to the gym because there are people there and people scare me.
Shit. No one talks to you. Unless you're true. Like an attractive woman, no one talks to you.
That's glorious. I mean, my week's been all right. Not too much been going on. I've just been like kind of lazy these past couple of weeks. Like, I don't know, just tired, I guess. But
it's all that fucking heat.
Apparently, dude, I don't know why, but it's like always right as like May starts, my room increases by like 20 degrees. Just my room alone. The rest of the house is fine. It's literally just my room. This one room increases by like 20 degrees, and it never makes sense to me.
Move your PC to the living room.
It's really awkward to play Honey Pop 2 double date. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
No, I just enjoy the privacy of my room while I play, like, video games and stuff like that. Not exactly, you know, hentai porn games, but I just mean, like, games
other
in
porn
general.
Games.
Yeah.
Strip
Overwatch
poker with
2.
Some woman from Ukraine.
That Larry game with the, you know, like, the.
Oh, leisure suit. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know, but I found an old copy of that in my room. Like, just in a box. Apparently, we own that game. I don't
Hell
even
yeah.
remember it. Yeah.
Let me see them gross dad's. Pixel boobs.
But, I mean, like, my week's mostly just been, like, there's been Golden Spike stuff happening. This happens every year. So, went to go listen to some speakers about, you know, them exploring, like, their ancestors and stuff like that. And, like, you know, people who worked on the railroad. It is always interesting to just think about that. I keep hearing that I'm like an ancestor to someone who's worked on the railroad. I don't know if we actually have names for those people because I haven't been told like who those ancestors are. So I'm
just a generic statement.
Yeah. You're Chinese. You live in America. You must be an ancestor to one of these people. Apparently it's true for my family. I just don't know who they are. But other than that, we got just a bunch of Utah stuff's happening. We got like the Living Traditions Festival coming out, which is literally just a place downtown, happens every year in May, where just a bunch of different cultures open up booths for like food and like activities and stuff like that to just explore different cultures and things like that. It's always weird. I don't know why. It's always just felt like a weird thing to go there because it's mostly just like Panda Express and like Cafe Rio. And that kind of generalizing it, but that's mostly what it is. It's just like orange chicken and like a burrito bowl. Like that's usually what's there. So I don't know. But I don't know. Been thinking about going to that again. It's happening this weekend. But other than that stuff, gaming news?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's hear it.
I mean, first off, like, how's Hades 2? I saw the moon bitch kind of being annoying to you today.
It's honestly fun. I don't know enough about Greek mythology to see which one they gender swapped. But it's just a lot of fun. Yeah, Odysseus, just like in the first one, just rambles on and on. Just don't fucking care. Every other character I give a shit about, though.
Is that supposed to be a joke for Odysseus? Isn't he like, there's always like so many books about him?
I don't know.
Like all the, I'm putting in quotes, adventures and I don't know. I took a mythology class and I don't remember any of it.
I mean, you're more educated on it than I am, if that's the case. I don't know shit about fuck, but he just won't shut the fuck up. Like, I've literally given the nectar, which is the ambrosia from the first one, to damn near everyone. I gave him one, but I'm not giving him any more than that. Like, just wanted to see what he'd offer. And, yeah, he's fucking boring. I don't even know. I don't even listen to him. He just talks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the YouTube video you fall asleep to. Not really sure what's going on, but it's noise. I don't know.
Your subconscious is getting all the information, but not you getting all the information, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's... I mean, other than that, the gameplay's a lot of fun. I don't know. There's a fucking resource. I'm just going to look it up now. There's a fucking resource that I can't find. But...
Iron, moss.
Well, I found moss. Fishing now I just pole. Need to figure out where the iron is. But, like, other than that... it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I keep it keeps popping up for me on Steam of like, hey, it's out, you know, early access. You should get it. And I'm like, I still want to wait. I loved the first one, but then there were a lot of issues like after I played it for some time that I was like, this is kind of annoying me. I'm worried that might happen with this one, especially since it's in early access. But other than that, did you have a Nintendo 64?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what were some of your favorite games on that?
Banjo-Kazooie, obviously Mario Kart, obviously GoldenEye. Wave Rider is an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey Kong 64. Oh, jeez. There was a fucking dog shit game. I fully acknowledge it's dog shit, but it just has sentimental value for me. Glover. You played a glove that would wander around on a ball. And that's all you would do. You just go around and collect stuff.
Isn't that just Hamburger Helper?
Yeah, basically. And then okay. Smash Brothers. Yeah, obviously.
Of course. Well, other than the recent, you know, Nintendo getting rid of like 1,000 like emulators recently and things like that, there's a new one that came out for N64. Now, obviously, you know, you totally have to own the game to, you know, play an emulated version of it, right?
Yeah.
But this one now offers up to 120 FPS when you're playing on PC with this emulator. And they're saying, you know, they have everything from, like, you know, the Super Mario 64. You've got, I believe, Mario Kart. They just recently released a port of Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, which... still one of my favorite Legend of Zelda games. Never beat it, but I just loved like the concept of it and everything with it. But yeah, I don't know. Just popped up in my little feed thing. It's like, hey, new emulator, 120 FPS for old games. You should check it out. So, you know, I'm just letting everybody know about that. But
I just need to find a good website to find ROMs of the games that I own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's all I need. And let's face it, ROMs. There's a lot of websites that will give your computer just straight up fucking AIDS.
Yeah, there are.
But, like, you can't ask anybody about it because it's like a faux pas. and they instantly think like someone's trying to bust them, and it's just like, nah, man, just a 30-year-old trying to figure out how the fuck I could play Legend of Zelda at 120 frames a second. That's yeah, all I want, man.
Right. I could definitely do some research to, you know, see what is and isn't AIDS on your computer when you're trying to get Legend of Zelda to work on it. But yeah, there's just, apparently there's just a lot of people who are working on this thing and trying to get it to work at higher frame rates and things like that. And I guess they finally cracked the code and got it to work. So yeah, I mean, there is a link on this article. I'm just kind of scared to, I'm going to click on it. Oh, it's just GitHub. GitHub always scares me, though.
Yes, yes. The idea of it scares the fuck out of me, too. Be like, yeah, anyone can post anything they want. You can just download it.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Like, almost every single OBS feature is on GitHub, and it scares the fuck out of me every time.
So when I was learning like computer programming and stuff like that back in high school, my teacher was always just like, yeah, you'll need to make a GitHub account and do all this stuff and this. And I made an account, don't remember the password, but I remember like back then, 10 years ago, goddamn, I'm feeling old now. It was always just like you would go there and like just kind of see like recent things that were uploaded, and there were always just people on there who's like, yeah, here's the new updated code for your pineapple Wi-Fi hacker if anyone needs it. And I just read that and I was like, what?
That's enough of this.
Yeah, it was always just terrifying on that website. I guess that's one place to get ROMs. I don't know. Also, the different thing related to video games, though, just kind of emulator related, I guess. Rockstar updated their PC launcher, and new code was discovered in there talking about sprawling expanse of, you know, like a Western setting, and its zombie horror DLC. Which, what does that sound like to you from Rockstar?
So they're bringing back Undead Nightmare from 1.
It looks like what people are assuming is happening. Now, nothing's confirmed yet, but it looks like they might finally port Red Dead 1 onto PC. Which one do you like more, Red Dead 1 or Red Dead 2?
Well, I finished Red Dead 1, so I guess that's about where my comparison stops. It's... Red Dead 2 is so fucking long.
It is.
And, like, I get it. We've all been asking for games to be longer. But, like, I don't... There's a lot of filler in Red Dead. In Red Dead 2. There's a fucking lot. There's a lot. The amount of times you gotta go do something stupid with someone in your fucking camp is ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
Could never get into the story of Red Dead 2. I love Red Dead Online, you know, because that was a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
But Red Dead 2, the story, like, I bought that game. I have like 100-something hours in it. None of it is from the campaign because I can't get past like that, like, beginning
tutorial,
like, snowy hill.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It's like 15 minutes in, still on that goddamn snowy hill. I'm like, I fucking hate this. I'm never gonna get to the actual game. And I know it doesn't take place in winter. It's like, what, like spring and summertime or something like that.
Yeah.
That tutorial is way too long. I'm, you know what, thinking about it now, I might just try to find a mod for Red Dead 2 that just makes it so I could skip the tutorial part and just go straight into the main game.
You'd be
holy
doing...
fuck.
The thing that stops me from playing it, like, honestly, like, not a joke, it's not the tutorial. I can deal with that. It's the fucking ride from the tutorial to where the camp is for, like, the first portion of the story. That is no shit, like, a fucking 30-minute horse ride of you just dicking around on this fucking cart, and then you look at some Indians, and then, from what I understand, never touched on again.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, so... I don't know. If they added something to where I could just, like, literally put the fucking controller down and it would just, like, auto-drive me to the fucking place, I'd be in.
But yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be fucking stupendous, but I'm not... Dude, I tried streaming this game story for, like, 3 fucking times, and I just... I can't do it. It's way too fucking much.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Rockstar is also trying to tell people to complete Red Dead 2 because they just put it right back onto PS Plus, like their like little subscription thing on the PlayStation.
Naturally.
So that, you know, if you have that, you can play it now again. Yeah, there's so many things going on right now. It's just like, yeah, they added it back to PS Plus. You could finally finish that campaign that you, you know, you've been trying to get through. Even like news article things. And like, I think the company itself knows that game is just way too long.
It's just, there's not enough story. Like in all the time that I've spent, I can tell you right now, be like, okay, so we understand that like the gang's kind of falling apart already, right? Like Arthur's really the only person holding it together. Dutch is a fucking piece of shit. And then like, there's like a couple things that have the people stick up for each other again. And then that's it. And then I know like two out of the three endings or however many there are. And it's just, dude, I don't got the fucking time, man. I don't. Like, even for the stream, it's just so fucking boring.
That should be a new challenge. It's just like, next time you have the time to do a 24-hour stream, you just try to beat Red Dead 2 in 24 hours.
That's not fair, because the fucking carriage ride from the tutorial to the actual fucking game is 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. That's 3 hours of the 24-hour stream done right there. You could technically take a nap during that time.
I would rather find the fucking Vietnam punji sticks.
I don't know why, but YouTube Shorts keeps recommending me things about like military and war stuff like that.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I've seen like 13 different videos about like the traps that were in like the Vietnam War and things like that. I don't know why. It's just a thing.
I get some old guy who just puts like videos of like terrorists or like basically like all together ne'er-do-wells just getting obliterated by something. Like one time, I think it was like the English people. They were just fucking out in the desert, I guess, and some car just comes speeding on up to them and they're like, there's fucking explosives in that car. So they shot a javelin missile at it and, I mean, there was nothing left of that car, let alone the fucking people. Like, it was bad.
Speaking of which, when Humvees were like introduced into like, you know, frontline, like, you know, move the troops through like, you know, territories, you know, it didn't have any like plating for like explosives or anything like that, because it was literally just a Jeep at that point.
Yeah.
So people were just taking stacks of like ballistic like fibers and stuff and just putting it onto the floor of the Jeep, just hoping they would, you know, just suck up some shrapnel if they hit a mine. Which, I don't know. I always thought that was a really interesting thing. It was just like, yeah, we're just going to put a bunch of, like, pretty much just vests on the ground and hope that sucks up enough to save the people inside the Jeep while they go across on their trip to the next camp or whatever. So. But yeah, I don't know. YouTube Shorts just loves military stuff for me. Oh, let's see. Have you seen anything about the new Assassin's Creed coming out, by the way?
I didn't even know there was another one. Are you serious?
So, speaking of which, Mirage, I didn't know, actually released. That one already came out. Assassin's Creed Mirage. The one that was supposed to be like the old style of the game, where it's more like, you know, more about stealth.
Oh, we got like Japan?
Yes, Assassin's Creed Shadows is the next like open world style, like Valhalla, Odyssey, and Origins.
Do we actually get to fucking... Oh, never mind. I see Ubisoft is up to their same shenanigans, I see.
Mm-hmm. So, first thing,
you know,
like,
Japan.
Let's talk...
Totally not racist country.
let's go ahead and talk about the problems with this, right?
Yeah.
I haven't checked, but I'm almost certain there are different price points to buy this game at.
It is a Ubisoft
thing.
It's
Ubisoft game, yeah. Right? So, that, I don't even have to look. I'm pretty sure that's just already confirmed for me. Now, if you were to buy the physical copy of this game, you do require an internet connection to play it, I guess, or to install it or something like that. If you buy the physical copy. Because, you know, why not? But, I mean, that, and I just hope it's not like Valhalla. I really hope it's not like Valhalla. I kind of want to play this one. I won't lie. It looks kind of cool.
Whoa, social credit just took a dive, sir.
No. See, this is like, This is back in like 1579 or something like that.
This is when they were like going over to China and just doing whatever they wanted again. You need to brush up on some history. This is where the fucking pillaging started. This is where this started. They'd hop on boats. No,
but it looks cool, okay?
It does look fucking sweet. Cool. I'm watching the trailer right now with no audio. It looks fucking sweet.
Oh, yeah, while you were scarfing down your food, I was just watching the video on this, which I kind of want to get it. You know, it's another open world one, which has so far been the only Assassin's Creed games I like. I know everybody raves about Assassin's Creed 3. I fucking hated that game. And then also,
Black Flag
can
suck my dick, too.
I don't know why they made Black Flag. I'll be honest. It sounds, the idea of it to me just sounded so stupid. I don't know why. But it's also based on, you know, like two characters that apparently you can swap playing. So you're technically playing as two characters in this game. You're playing as a, shinobi and a samurai. And the samurai one is apparently based on what people believe is, you know, a real samurai during that time. I think their name is like Yasuke or something like that. Believed to be the first ever like African in Japan. Which, I don't know. Seems cool.
Look, I'm going to give it a run, but as soon as I hear that like it has the same character choices as Valhalla, then I'm out.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to cuck your best friend.
Oh no, I'll do that. But I mean like there's one point in the series where they you have to decide if you're going to save a character or not. And it doesn't matter what you pick. That character dies. And it's just like, well, then why the fuck did you even give me the options? Like, why?
The illusion of choice. Yes. I see. Okay.
I'm not going to buy this on release, but I'll wait.
Oh, fuck no. It's a Ubisoft game. There's no way I'm doing that. But yeah, there's like a new enemy type called servants that won't fight you. They'll just call for help. So pretty much just
snitches.
You know, snitches. Yeah. There'll actually be like a seasonal type of thing in that, where it goes from like spring to winter and things like that, along with a day and night cycle again. You get to play as two different protagonists, each with their own skill trees, equipment, and resources, which really sounds like that's going to suck. More inventory management bullshit. And then also Eagle Vision returns instead of like the Bird Scouts, which I think that was the thing from the open world ones, right? You always had like a bird companion.
Yeah.
And then this one, it's just the Eagle Vision from, I'm guessing, the old game. I don't know old Assassin's Creed very well. But yeah. They're also saying it's gonna be a smaller map size, probably the same size as like Origins instead of Valhalla. So hopefully
I'm fine with that.
Too. Yeah. Valhalla was just too big.
Dude, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth comment on their video. Remember, never pre-order.
That person is a smart cookie. Alrighty. I'm just going to breeze through some of these other ones really fast. There's a portrait that they did of King Charles or something like that. Do you know about this?
No.
Let me see if I can pull up just the photo of this. I'm going to post it. This is the painting of King Charles. And people are saying it looks like something from like Dark Souls or Elden Ring. Like just like a new boss is dropped. This is what people are saying.
Oh my god. Why?
I don't know. It looks kind of like Elden Ring style, right? Let me see.
It honestly looks like a schizophrenic painted this, or like someone really fucked up on acid.
Yeah, this is the painting that they're comparing it to.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Fair.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Hopefully this isn't in your state speculate, but some person who tried to steal a bunch of Pokemon cards was thwarted by a bunch of MMA fighters in Florida.
Get fucked on. How'd that go?
So, you know, since Pokemon cards have skyrocketed in price with, you know, everybody, you know, just collecting them and selling them at this point, right? The real world, you know, just bullshit that it is with cards. Some person tried to steal roughly $40,000 worth of Pokemon cards from a Miami store. As they were leaving the building, they got pinned to the ground by some MMA coaches. That's pretty much all the article mentioned, is just that happens.
Sucks to fucking suck.
Of course, in Florida too, right?
I mean, that is a very Florida fucking thing. Just so happens there's some MMA people just hanging around.
Yeah. Speaking of trading card things really fast, did I mention about the Black Lotus card last time? I don't know if I did or not.
I don't think so.
So Black Lotus is a very wanted card from Magic the Gathering and stuff like that. It's a very old card. I don't think they make them anymore. But a authenticated, pristine level 10 version of this card, just the one card, sold for $3 million.
Why?
I don't... Collectors, I guess, right? Who's paying this much for a piece of paper, pretty much?
Cardboard.
Yeah, literally. One of my friends used to own one of these cards, and they are very salty when I told them this news, because they're really into Magic, and I told them about this, and they were not happy that their grandma and their father sold off the box of his Magic the Gathering cards. So, oh well. And last thing I want to touch on really fast before we get into, like, Earth Ambassadors or, you know, State Speculate. Did you see the new Marvel game that's coming out, Marvel Rivals?
No. What is... Does this one come with 14 TV shows tied to it?
Oh, God, I hope not. It's pretty much just you play as Marvel superheroes, like, you know, Spider-Man, Scarlet Witch, and other ones like that. And it's pretty much just Overwatch. Like, if you watch, like, some of, like, the gameplay that they have released, it's literally just Overwatch, but with Marvel characters. So, Marvel's just taking fat dumps everywhere they can. They are sucking shit at everything they do right now.
Sucks to suck, man.
Dude, I want a good Marvel game again. I don't know if you ever played Marvel Ultimate Alliance, those games on like PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3. But those were so much fun. You pretty much got to just pick four heroes from the Marvel Universe and just play in as those or other ones. You can like swap around the heroes and stuff like that and just go through these levels. It was just like a kind of like a beat 'em up kind of thing. And also a couple puzzles here and there.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing game. I just want that back.
Yeah, just remake them. Fuck them.
Yeah. There's totally an emulator for those too, but I'm pretty sure it's a virus and it's somewhere on my computer. So yeah, but those games were awesome. And now we get things like Midnight Suns, Marvel Rivals. I think Marvel Snap is okay. Never played it, but it had a really good theme song. But yeah, I don't know. All right, you got any Earth Ambassadors, good eggs, or questionable things that are happening?
I do. Let's see. Okay, we're gonna start with some bad eggs, and then I got three: two bad, one good.
Okay.
All right. So my first bad egg. We got to go to the Homeland Feast. Apparently, China has been dyeing dogs to look like pandas. And that's, you know, kind of whatever. However, the dogs that they're dying is a dog that's known to have sensitive skin called Chow Chows. Oh, and, yeah, they're just like, yeah, that's fake. You can dye human hair. You can dye pet hair. It's just like, it's not how that works, guys. Come on. Come on.
It's not.
So
they also do the same thing with, like, food, don't they?
How so?
I'm pretty sure they use, like, some kind of paint on some foods just to give it, like, that glossy look finish, like, on the skin of it. Like, fruits, mostly, but I don't know.
I mean, we kind of do the same thing with fish, so, I mean, that seems pretty normal, I guess, but, like, why are you doing this? What did the puppers do to you, goddammit?
It also doesn't look like they did like a good job
at dying it either. This isn't helping that new popular conspiracy theory that all pandas aren't real.
They're all just people in suits.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, see, this they're fucking it up, man. These guys, sometimes I wonder what goes on in zoos.
Nothing good, usually, I'm pretty sure. All right.
Yeah, so I don't know. What do you got? Anything?
I've got one. Obviously, it's bad, but I don't know who to blame in this.
Morally great.
No, honestly, I think just everyone's to blame for this. I know there's some people who are trying to, like, help with the situation, but at the same time, I see the people who are saying, like, just get thicker skin. But, so I play a game, unfortunately, with a bunch of people called Valorant, right?
Yeah.
You know, made by Riot Games, people who made League of Legends. League of Legends, known for being one of the most toxic games to ever exist, including other games such as, you know, Overwatch, Counter-Strike, and of course Valorant. Someone posted a clip recently from their stream about one of their teammates threatening this streamer that they'll rape them. They're on the same team, by the way. There's no like cross comms.
What?
But yeah. So let's see. This streamer Taylor Morgan was playing Valorant, right? Random teammate that she matched with threatened to rape her. Be honest with me. The player says, "Do you know what rape feels like?" She responded with, "Are you gonna rape me?" To which, you know, the teammate responded, "You're going down the right path." He continued, "It's not rape if I like it. It is now. Is it now?" So, I don't know. It's very creepy, right? It's very bad.
It's almost like that's a crime or something. Almost like
that.
Yeah.
So, she, you know, posts this clip to Twitter trying to, you know, get to some Riot support, you know, about their game and things like that. Like, hey, these are the people who are playing your game, which in my time playing this game, there are so many people like this. It is the... Fucking, that game sucks. I'll be honest. That game is fucking terrible. The only reason I play it is because I fucking hate myself, I guess. I don't know. The streamer also left that game due to that teammate. And of course, they get, you know, if you leave a game, you get penalized. So, of course, they get penalized for, you know, having to leave that game. But Riot has also responded to this with, like, hey, we're looking into the account. We're looking into, like, what we could do about it. And, They said that the player got penalized, but they never said how, and how they're probably still playing this game and things like that. So I don't know. It's very gross, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
just
obviously,
bad all around, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's gross. Maybe a little bit of empathy. I don't fucking know. Just a little bit.
It's just bad. Like how this is. You know, obviously terrible for the person. There's so many people who are asking for, like, hardware ID bans, which that is just, like, they look up, like, you know, the serial number towards your, like, your components in your computer since they have access to that. And they'll just ban you based on that, right? So that way, like, if you want to continue playing their game, you have to buy a whole new PC kind of thing, which...
Yeah, Rust does that.
Yeah, which I think is, like, the best way to do, like, you know, anti-cheat things of just, like, threaten them, like, hey, we'll just ban you from, you know, playing this game. Any new accounts you make with the same hardware and stuff like that will instantly be banned. You do not get to play this game, no matter how many times you, like, pay for it, buy it, or whatever, even though Valorant's free. But it's just awful. So, and they also said that we probably can't do that since, you know, there's a lot of problems with going through that complexities, as they put it. So, I don't know. What else you got?
All right. An unknown bad egg. You remember that emotional support alligator?
The one in New York?
Yeah. Or Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It was in like an apartment thing or something, right?
I don't know about that. But this guy was like denied his flight to be with his alligator.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, apparently someone stole the alligator.
What?
Yeah, I guess he was down in Georgia and he thinks someone stole it. So he's on TikTok, on social media, begging to return him because it helps him with his depression. So why the fuck we stealing alligators?
I never thought I would hear about someone stealing an alligator, honestly. Well, yeah, why are we stealing them?
I don't. It doesn't even say. They don't even know where they, like, it's just gone. Like, they don't know.
It didn't run away, right?
I mean, it was in a fenced outdoor enclosure.
Okay, yeah, so probably stolen.
He left the alligator outside the home of someone who called the authorities, resulting in his alligator being trapped and released into the wild. Never mind, he does know who took it.
Ah.
Sorry, this article is long.
It is. Man, that alligator wasn't hurting anybody. Give it back.
I guess just because it's like illegal to own alligators in Georgia without a special license or permit. I mean, it's kind of on him. You should know the laws. But
yeah,
I don't know. This one's kind of gray.
Yeah, it's on him, but at the same time, it sucks. What about good eggs?
Good eggs. Apparently, people have figured out how to get lead and other heavy metals out of water with a special filter made out of recycled beer yeast. So, this is very interesting because I don't know if you know this. There's a fuckload of the United States that still uses lead pipes to get water. Mm-hmm. So, like, lead poisoning is still very much a thing in the United States. So, like, this is a pretty cool little way to get rid of that.
Yeah. And also, you know, recycle old products, right? Beer yeast and things like that.
I mean, I'll take that one. It's cool. I don't know if yeast is all that wasteful. It's organic, so, like...
Yeah, that's true. Which, I recently found out that, like, hops is very closely related to, you know, marijuana and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which finally makes sense to me, because I always wondered why, like, beer smelled like weed. So, just a quick update on my education, I guess. Hey, I learned something.
Did you know that corn is both a fruit, grain, and a vegetable?
You know, vegetable technically isn't a real thing.
No, I did not. What is this?
So, vegetable is the generalized word for, like, things that, you know...
Don't have brain activity?
Are that too, but... that are, like, disconnected from, like, fruits, right? So, technically, like, what? Zucchini's not a vegetable. It's a squash, right? And things like that. So, they all already have, like, their own definition of what that food is. But then we just generalize it into just vegetable. So vegetable, there's nothing that is considered just straight up vegetable, unless you have no brain activity. But, like, all foods and things like that are already separated into their own categories and are just generalized into the word vegetable. Like beans, right? That's not a vegetable. It's a legume.
Yes, it produces nitrogen back into the soil.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I thought that was an interesting thing. More education.
I just fucking learned that.
Yeah, the craziest thing is I learned that from a comedy show. I looked it up afterward. It is true. So, yeah. Hey, look. Comedy, you can learn something. You got anything for a state speculator? Rush or not?
Oh, Russia? My God. Yes. I got a few.
Let's get into that.
All right. State speculate. Did this happen in Florida? They are releasing some of the most questionable things they found in a sewer.
See, can you name one object in that list?
Dora the Explorer doll.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is England.
Yeah. Okay.
Strangest and funniest things that have made their way into the sewers. Toys including a Dora action figure, which obviously went on quite an explorative adventure, and a Ken doll topped the list, followed by pieces of a garden shed, false teeth, underwear, a chopped up bed frame, and pairs of glasses.
Chopped up bed frame?
It's England, man. They don't know what the fuck to do. They can't identify a fucking trash can.
Yeah. I bet they thought that Ken doll was an actual human.
The underwear makes sense, man. Someone just was having a bad day, shit their pants, and was just making the best of it.
Yep.
I mean, glasses make sense. Old fuck's tipping over, looking in there. Oh, blimey, that small shit. And then glasses go in. Fuck them. And then just flushes it. Yeah, wallet
probably
keys.
Honestly didn't realize that they lost the glasses either.
Oh, it gets... Yeah, here we go. Other out-of-place items. Wallet, keys, cutlery, and car tires.
Okay. Who's throwing forks?
How the fuck do you flush a tire?
That too.
How?
That was my next question.
How?
I was sure that they flushed it down the toilet and they didn't just like throw it into like the sewage system a different way, you know? I really do want to know how they if they did flush it, how?
I don't know.
This is wild.
Maybe it's like Bane from the Batman movies and he's just building a car and like a shed. And he got a different bed frame.
They just explored the homeless guy's blew up part another, just took
England,
all his stuff.
England, that might just be people living in your sewers.
Yeah, you might have the Las Vegas syndrome. Yeah.
Speaking of which, they have England had to put out a little things. Keep in mind, the only three P's should go down the toilet. Do you want to guess what those are?
Piss, poop, something that's some word that's P meant for vomit.
Nah, paper, pee, oh, poo, and paper.
They're paper towels, as in like toilet paper.
It just says paper.
Okay.
So apparently, any paper, construction paper, blueprint paper, paper
government
mache,
document paper, war paper.
Just send them down. But yeah.
All the people playing War Thunder in the UK flushing down the government documents that they really...
They're going to fucking find them now.
Ew.
Shout out Ken doll.
That does not look like a Ken doll anymore.
Nah,
it honestly looks more like the dolls that were in the Thunderbirds Argo like puppet show or whatever.
What? What?
Do you know what Thunderbirds Argo?
No.
All right, hold on. Argo. It was a... I watched it as a kid, but it was terrifying because they used like these really gross looking like puppet things as the characters. Here's kind of what they look like, right? And it was like a family that like piloted a bunch of like different types of like rescue vehicles, and they were all like ship related. So you had like a rocket.
What channel was this on?
Now, this was a UK-based thing in the beginning, and it was later moved over to the US. This came out in 1966.
Oh, my God. Why the fuck were you watching it?
Every time I visited my grandpa, who lives in California, they had this playing on, like, the really, really still, like, you know...
Had the dials.
TV. Yeah, honestly, it did.
Yeah.
I used to watch this. We had a VCR tape of one of the movies of this. Always terrified me. This show always terrified me. But they've recently been trying to like do a couple reboots on this. It's not been doing so great. It's a 1966 British science fiction puppet film based on Thunderbirds, a fucking television series created by some people. Those puppets were terrifying. As a child, oof, bad.
You ever seen the movie Team America World Police?
I'm going to look it up, but no.
It's made by the guys who did South Park, and it's puppets that look a lot like that.
Yeah, I think, when did this, yep. I'm pretty sure I saw, like, commercials for this as a kid. This also terrified me. It was just something about, like, that puppet style.
Super realistic. It's creepy.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
And Team America World Police, there's a puppet sex scene.
Okay. See, they also dude, have, like, North Korea stuff on there.
Yes, Kim Jong-un is, or Kim Jong-il, sorry. Kim Jong-il is in there. It's, like, borderline a musical, too. It's fucking, it's a very solid movie. I love it.
They have Usama as well?
Yeah.
The terrorist?
Yes. Durka Durka, Muhammad Jihad. That's where that comes from.
Dude. I still don't like this, like, puppet style at all.
I get it.
I think it's just too closely related to Chucky for me.
Fuck Chucky.
I hate Chucky so much.
I used to, but now that I grew, like, now that I'm 30, I'm like, man, Chucky ain't shit. Okay. So bonus points if you can name both places, but I'll accept either one. Someone opened up a quote unquote portal that is a live stream from one location to another.
I think I saw this. It was like New York, like I think it's like Madison Garden. It's somewhere in New York.
Yeah.
And then like India, right?
No, Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, that's the one.
It's pretty cool. So, like, it was like this cool human interaction. We can see each other live, all that stuff. My next story, they shut it down due to inappropriate behavior. Do you know what happened?
Mooning?
That was one. But more notably, an OnlyFans model decided to show her boobs.
Yeah, no. Just no.
Yeah, it's... I mean,
on which side?
Ireland to America.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. I think like all the bad stuff that happened was from Ireland.
We don't want to be seeing no fucking boobs in Times Square. That's, bah.
That's already bad enough that we have to see fake Spider-Mans over there already.
Yeah, that you then have to fucking pay for.
Mm-hmm. All the freaking traps that they have over there of just like, hey, yeah, let's take a picture. You owe me $5 now. Which also happens in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. Full-on fist fights.
I would have been wrong anyway, because I thought originally I was thinking Dubai, and that's not in India.
I mean, close, right?
Yeah. It's in its own, like, little area, I guess, or something like that.
So, I guess the OnlyFans model... did this, and then after this went viral, made an additional $30,000 on our OnlyFans from this. And it's just like, y'all motherfuckers, y'all need to stop encouraging hoes. You need to knock it off. Stop paying for porn. Go fucking talk to actual women. You're okay.
Let me ask you a question. Which one would you rather do? Would you rather pay for an OnlyFans or buy a porn game on Steam?
That's low-key a good one. I think I gotta go OnlyFans on this one, because at the end of the day, at least it is a real person.
Fair enough. I'd probably go with porn game, because you don't have to pay for a subscription.
Fair.
For the porn game, right? And, technically, you're helping out multiple people, not just one person who doesn't want to get a job.
I don't like the idea that, like, multiple people are working on a game like this. Also, speaking of porn games, remember how we talked about there was, like, no porn games on the new and trending? And it was fantastic?
Not, like, 19?
Yeah, the other day I looked on there, and my God, every single one of them was a fucking porn game. Every single one!
I mean, like, we can blame Japan, Activision, Witcher 2, and just Steam for all the porn games that are on there right now.
I'm blaming the whites.
There was a video someone released about, like, why there are so many, like, porn games on Steam and stuff like that. It's only, like, a 15-minute long video, but apparently it's just because back when, like, Atari was a thing, and then, like, Activision was created after Atari, and then all, like, the... like, they made a bunch of games, and a bunch of them were, like, you know, really shitty porn games on the Atari. Can you imagine trying to play a porn game on the Atari?
I'm sorry, they had porn games back on that thing?
Yeah, and then, like, it was always kind of, like, a niche thing of just, like, you know, trying to get, you know, sex sells on, like, you know, TV and movies, right? So why not try to get it on video games? And it never really worked, right? We had, like, the Larry...
Laser Shoot.
Yeah, that guy. And then, yeah, apparently it wasn't until Witcher 2 that created all the big, like, rise in America. And then Steam changed the regulations on greenlit games, changed it to just, hey, is your game real? Is it having positive reviews? And, you know, is this, you know, not like a scam or something like that? And like, that's kind of the only things that are on there. If you can get the green check on all of those, you can get a game released on Steam. And so Japan started just flooding Steam with a bunch of porn games, because they were also working on a shit ton back in the Atari days, apparently.
I mean, at least they've stuck to the bit. I guess I can respect the commitment, but at the same time, dog, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, porn game. More replayability over an OnlyFans.
Yeah, if I was paying for an OnlyFans, though, I would do the solid thing and just upload it to a random website. I'd be like, here's this person's entire catalog.
Apparently, that's a crime. that's a copyright claim right there.
Yeah, that sucks. Anyways, say hello to my VPN.
This is my emulator. Take it or leave it.
This is no different than just having a Let's Play on YouTube. This is just a Let's Beat. So, I don't know. That's a tough one. I think, like, it'd have to be OnlyFans just because at least it's a normal. It's not normal. It's a real person.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. Speaking of creepy shit, plastic passenger earns citation for carpool lane driver. State speculate, Florida or not?
I'm going to go not Florida.
Correct. This is California.
Yeah. Who is that supposed to be? And why do they look like the puppets from Thunderbirds?
That's why I grabbed the thing. I wasn't going to put a picture up. But Buddy also looks like every construction worker ever.
Yeah.
The guy still got a ticket, but I guess the highway patrol was still giggling.
People get away with this in Utah as well. And you can literally just put a skeleton in your passenger seat and you can drive in there.
Fuck yeah. All right, depressing news. Borderline, send him to Mars. Did this happen in Florida or not? A judge in a state has ruled that tacos are a Mexican-style sandwich.
Ooh. I'm going to go no. I feel like this is something stupid that, like, the Midwest would do.
That's correct. This is Indiana.
Oh, God.
So, you know... why?
It's not. A taco's a taco.
It's its own thing. This is just the people who think it's like cute to like just be like, oh, it's ironic. It's funny. No, you're just annoying. It was funny with the hot dog, and it was never funny ever again.
This reeks of the people who are saying there's only three categories of food: soup, salad, and sandwich.
Those people should be absolutely hammered in the mouth with a fist.
Mm-hmm. There are more types of food than just that, right?
It's just people who have no personality, so, like, this is what they took up. Like, they made it through their entire life of being boring. They'd be like, I'm going to be the Is That a Sandwich guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope you buy Piss Your Pants jeans.
Indiana, you suck.
Yeah, your Indianapolis 500 sucks dick, too. Sorry, no one even gives a fuck. All right.
Say, you're almost as bad as California.
You're almost as bad as England, Indiana. Too far? My bad. My bad. My bad.
Dude, you can't say
my
that.
Bad.
It's an American state, okay? They're not as bad.
We have education.
Well, apparently Indiana doesn't, but still, come on.
That's a judge. Someone went to law school to decide that. Ugh. Ugh. Also, that's kind of racist. Mexican-style sandwich. What's an Asian-style sandwich? What's a white-style sandwich? What's a black-style sandwich? See how that opens that up for that? See? It's kind of gross. Kind of icky, right? All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny and dumb, Florida, not Florida, woman tried to steal a pickup truck but couldn't handle the stick shift, so she got caught.
I'm gonna go with not Florida just because I feel like everybody is so crazy in Florida, they'd somehow figure out stick shift.
That's fair. My state or your state?
Oh. I'm also going to go with your state because you've had more people move from California to your state than mine.
Yeah, it's me. It's this isn't Boulder, so like people in Colorado, I mean, nowadays it might be different, but like us OG Colorado people fucking hate the shit out of Boulder. It's just a bunch of hippies and like loser college kids who just didn't do anything.
California.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was released from jail on car theft charges, was thwarted by not by the officers nor the truck owners, but her inability to drive a stick shift. So she was jailed for a separate one and then tried to steal a truck and couldn't operate it. The woman had been released from jail on May 3rd after being accused of stealing a car a day earlier. Walked down the road until she spotted a pickup truck with keys inside. She then started the pickup, but apparently discovered she couldn't manage the manual transmission, so she got out, walked away, leaving the truck to roll forward and strike a fire hydrant. The woman was arrested and now has a May 30th court date on new charges of motor vehicle theft, careless driving, driving without a license, and failing to report a crash. Police titled a social media post around the case, "Stick Shift for the Win." Ugh. I'm kind of with it. I'm kind of with it. Because, like, for years, there's been that joke, like, if you don't want someone to steal your car, just have it be a stick shift. Turns out we're to that point now. Like, this is for real.
We are. Yeah. I'll be honest, I could barely drive a stick shift, so it would work on me, but I wouldn't try to steal a truck because I fucking hate trucks.
I'd steal the fuck out of stick shifts all day, every day.
Just careful, you live in that same state.
Bring it on, Boulder woman, I'll kick your ass. Here's equal rights, you son of a bitch.
I'm with you on that.
Once again, I'm a firm believer. It'd be like, oh, you can never hit women. Well,
unless they hit you first.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you, I don't think it should be like one thing. If it's a punch, game on. If it's a slap, you got about two or three. After that, you want to be treated like a man. Or you going to act like a man, you get treated like one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I agree.
All right. Speaking of male and female interactions, Florida, not Florida, police officer fired over OnlyFans video showing quote-unquote traffic stop.
I think I am going to go with Florida on this one.
This is Nashville, Tennessee.
People doing OnlyFans there?
Yeah. No sex was had in the video. However, Buddy was in his police car when he quote-unquote pulls him over. It was a staged traffic stop, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then walks up to the thing while the woman inside who was filming it is like, oh, I can't get... Can't get a ticket. I'm going to show the cop my tits. And shows him. Officer says, and I quote, ma'am, it's 2024. I can see tits on the internet at any time. The officer says before the woman offers to let him grope her. The rest of the video shows the officer and woman touching each other in a sexual manner. Yeah, so he got fired.
Yeah. As deserved.
Yeah, get fucked on.
You're a fucking idiot.
You really are a dumb bitch. Both the OnlyFans person and the cop. You are dumb as hell.
How did you get hired? That's what I want to know.
How did you make it through this?
The psych eval, the physical, because obviously this cop was actually a pig. I mean, come on.
I don't even know, man. Good luck. He'll probably have some sort of porn career, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. Gonna try to be the new Johnny Sins.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's pretty far up there for fucking... dumb shit that I've seen. And that's saying a lot, considering how long this stupid shit has been going on.
yeah.
Let's go with, sorry, some of these things I have to Google because they're behind a paywall. Yeah, brother. Okay. Are you aware what an alligator snapping turtle is?
For the most part, I know what a snapping turtle is, so
okay,
close enough, right?
Yeah. Picture that thing on steroids and arguably looks like something out of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Why did I picture Rocksteady first? I don't know.
I mean, you'd be closer than you think. Florida or not Florida, states speculate, a man catches a 200-pound alligator snapping turtle before going fishing the next day and catching a record-setting alligator gar the next day. So, like, Monday caught this thing, Tuesday caught the other.
I'm going to say Louisiana for this one.
This is Kentucky. He was in Texas. It was a man from Kentucky in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so here is the fucking 200-pound snapping turtle. Okay, you're an absolute fuck. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hold on.
Clicked it.
Don't do it. Fucking Daily Mail, you are the worst. You understand that? Yeah, at least it wasn't behind a paywall, so it can't be that bad. So there's that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he went on. Does it say how big it is? Blah, blah, blah.
Let me see if I can find what this reminds
it was,
me of.
It was the fish he caught was an alligator gar. 188 pounds. The previous record, 117. And the funny thing was, he had the record for the 117-pound one. Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like Son of Godzilla.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Can't do that. I gotta grab a new one. Yeah, so this is the size of a fish compared to a man. It's just Texas out here. You fuckers really are different. According to England, they caught a stunted, developmentally delayed human with the first 200-pound snapping turtle, and then they caught a gigantic salamander in the second one. That's the news article in England.
I don't like that fish.
Yeah, those things are. That's another one of those things that hasn't changed since dinosaurs. That's nature deemed that thing perfect.
Don't like it. I don't want it. Oh. I mean, good food, right? What do you think that tastes like?
I don't think you can eat alligator gar. I think it's just bones.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. Nice broth, maybe?
This is my alligator gar fish broth.
Ooh. All right, now that we say it out loud, it does sound kind of gross. It
does sound ucky.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get it moving. State speculate, Florida or not, man allegedly bites chunk out of deputy's head at music festival.
Not Florida.
This is Florida.
Damn, I was thinking California.
This is Florida. This. I mean, I can't find the uncensored footage, but there is a legit hole in the back of this cop's head. Oh my God. This is a 36-year-old man who was being accused of this by the name of James Anderson. Aggravated battery on an officer and resisting arrest with violence after the incident that unfolded at Soulfest, an electronic music festival. Anderson, who said he's an employee of the music festival's host Vortex Springs, allegedly attacked a deputy from behind. The affidavit said Anderson admitted to using, quote, a cocktail of drugs that night, including PCP, LSD, ketamine, mushrooms, and ecstasy. The deputy said Anderson grabbed his gun and tried to take it out of the holster before taking a bite out of his head, removing a large portion of the flesh and exposing his skull bone. It could just say skull. The deputy was treated at a local hospital for his injuries and was later released. The extent of his injuries was not made immediately clear, but the affidavit mentions that the bite, quote, caused permanent disfigurement.
He's going to have a little bald patch back there.
Yeah, he's going to. I mean, you can kind of see it through the blur.
I'd rather not. Okay.
I mean, it looks like it's like a golf ball sized chunk. Anderson was also transported to the same hospital where he admitted to biting the deputy and said he had hair in his teeth.
No shit. So, don't do drugs, yeah?
Yeah, the accused man is saying, y'all only did this to make Baptist happy.
You know.
What the fuck?
What?
I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know. It's...
I don't like that picture. I don't like it.
Fucking golf ball right out of that fucker's head. All right. I think I'm good. I think now it's on to Rush, Not Rush, just making sure... Yeah. Okay. Does David Rush own the collection of the largest amount of jigsaw puzzles?
No.
Correct. This is an Indiana couple, so, you know, racists. no, just kidding. They're not racists. Just Indiana.
No. They love taco sandwiches, obviously.
Yeah. Ugh. They started collecting in 2019. They now have 2,022 jigsaw puzzles.
Do you like jigsaw puzzles?
I haven't done one, to be 100% honest with you. We've toyed with the idea of doing it, but like never actually did it.
I always thought jigsaw puzzles were for like people that were like ages 90 and up.
That's fair. That's fair. Just something to do to pass the time because you ain't using that internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I get too nervous thinking that there's going to be a piece missing.
Yeah. It's the same reason why I stopped doing Legos and IKEA furniture.
I mean, IKEA furniture, at least they're nice enough to give you some extras.
Yeah.
All right. Did David Rush set up the largest display of avocados?
No.
Correct. This is in Texas. This is 311,000 avocados in a single display. It weighed 86,764 pounds.
Why?
The display was set up on Friday and kept in place over the weekend so Cinco de Mayo revelers could visit the record-breaking avocado collection and pose for photos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's different. Speaking of different, did David Rush make the world's longest baguette?
No.
Correct. Want to guess where this happened?
Somewhere that wasn't France.
Wrong. It was France.
God damn it. In a way, I was right. So I'm just kidding.
The baguette is 435 feet and 1 inch.
How?
Looks like they just fed it through an oven bit by bit.
Alright.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you actually like baguettes?
Yes. Toasted. Like, cut them in half and throw them in the oven on the broil thing and just let them toast.
I always found them to be, like, very subpar for me. Maybe I'm just not having good, you know, bread. But...
You're not having the finest baguettes. Mm. That sentence makes me want to kick my own ass.
I'll help you.
Thank you. Thank you. speaking of being able to kick your own ass, is David Rush a contortionist who had a human hula hoop for an extended period of time? For a record?
Had an hula hoop? No. But,
okay, yeah, you're right. This is Liberty Barros, a dancer and contortion expert, wrapped herself around the middle of a hula hooper named Mariam Olewula's body to break the record for most double-arm hula hoop rotations with a human belt in 30 seconds. Do you want to guess how many times in 30 seconds did they get this person to spin around?
Can I ask digit-wise? Like
double.
Double, okay. So not triple.
Jesus Christ, it's DTE.
Yeah, that's what I'm scared of. I'm going to say 73.
Close, 79.
Ooh, 10 too many.
Yeah. That's just wild as fuck to me. Speaking of things you didn't know were a record... Did David Rush break the record for the fastest time to clean a window?
Ooh,
think hard.
I'm going to say no on this one.
Yeah, this is a British woman. She thought she was cleaning her TV. Yeah, this is Alicia Burrows. Cleaned a 45-inch by 45-inch window in 16.13 seconds.
So not actually clean.
Yes. Burroughs doesn't work as a window cleaner, but the skill is in her blood. Her father, Terry Turbo Burroughs, is a professional cleaner who holds the male version of the record at 9.14 seconds. Jesus, it's that far behind?
This is the stupidest shit ever. Like, I think jigsaw collecting is cooler than this. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. This is pretty fucking lame. All right, we'll go to something cooler. Did David Rush spin a fire sword 73 times in 30 seconds?
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, this is him.
Okay.
He's now up to 166.
Records completed?
Yep.
I thought you were going to say he's still doing this.
Yeah. Legend says he's still going. I mean, there's no quote. It's just...
Doing it right.
Yes, just fucking going, I guess. I don't know, just twirling fire sticks.
All his quotes are in his book, right? So...
It doesn't even fucking mention his book.
It has been like, what, a year and a half since then?
Yeah.
I'm very much debating on getting that book.
I mean, fuck it.
Like the crazy shit that he's done before we started this old podcast.
Does David Rush... Yeah, we really should. Does David Rush... own the record for having t-shirts shot at him from a t-shirt gun and putting them on. Fastest time to put 5 of them on.
I'm also going to say yes.
Yeah, this is David Rush. Okay. 46.09 seconds. This is 167th record.
So it's being shot to him.
And he then has to catch it and put it on.
Okay. We might be able to beat that.
Hey, how much is a t-shirt gun? last thing.
A lot more than we think, probably.
Yeah, $500. And you can only own it in certain states.
rental.
Yeah, well. It's an assault weapon. last
no,
record.
No stock, it's a pistol.
It's automatic. It's fully semi-automatic. Last one, man inserts 243 thumbtacks into a cork board in 1 minute. Rush, not Rush.
I also want to say this is him.
You think he broke 3 records in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. This is him. The previous record was 191.
And how many did he get?
243.
Okay, so a lot more.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's all I got.
T-shirt cannon. You can rent it for 7 days at $395.99. Or if you want to buy one, it's $1,199.99. So
what?
$1,200 or, you know, $400 for a 7-day rental.
Why?
At least on Confetti Cannon Store.
Oh my god.
You can buy the t-shirt launcher. It's called the Micro Mini Black Air Cannon for $800 on Amazon. That does not come with the CO2 tank, by the way.
Which is probably another $60.
Yeah, the one they have for Amazon frequently bought together is $28.95, which is still a lot of money for.
I mean, that's pretty good. That, like, what shit you stuff in Soda Streams is like a little bit less than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got anything to plug for this one?
No.
This little one? No. I don't really either. I'm just gonna. It's bedtime, right? Thank you so much for listening. I just wanted to hear. Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
Bye.